The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. In this episode, we're going to dive once more into the fictional world of Frank Herbert's Dune to discuss the ornithopter, the predominant form of airborne travel in the far-future interstellar Imperium. In Herbert's original novel, the author notes that thopters are, quote, any aircraft capable of sustained wingbeat flight in the manner of birds. And the exact details of this technology were then largely left to the reader's imagination, as well as the imaginations of numerous illustrators and storyboard artists throughout the book's 60-year history. These interpretations vary greatly, exploring the thopter's biomechanical aspects to varying degrees. As such, we see depictions of ornithopters that range from elegant bird-like machines to vehicles with big flapping wings to things that only slightly indulge the overall concept. For instance, the ornithopters in the 1984 film adaptation of Dune are boxy, bulky, and feature small, fixed wings that seem more decorative than functional. One gets the impression that these are meant to fly more due to the Dune universe's fictional anti-gravity Holtzman effect rather than anything aerodynamic. Now, as a side note, I do want to point out that the Harkonnen thopters in 1984's Dune look a good bit cooler than the Atreides ones. You can still find some old Revell-scale model kits of the Harkonnen thopter, and I think these would paint up nicely if you can get your hands on one. Anyway, the Sci-Fi Channel miniseries essentially delivered much the same. The ornithopter as a mere futuristic aircraft, only without the Baroque design of 1984's Dune. Eventually, however, the wings would flap, because the acclaimed 2021 and 2024 film adaptations of Dune envision thopters as a kind of fusion of Dragonfly and Apache assault helicopter. A design that depends on multiple rapidly moving wing blades in order to hover and soar above the sands of Arrakis. Subjectively, I think these hit just the right spot, at least feeling both aeronautically realistic and sufficiently majestic and intimidating. The dragonfly comparison is also sound, as Herbert himself compared the flight of ornithopters to the flight of insects. In the novel, we read that ornithopters come in varying forms, including drone ornithopters and observation thopters. And the most recent film adaptations explore different models as well, from royal ornithopters and observation ornithopters to troop carriers and air-to-ground assault craft. Now, while we don't have a Revell-scale model of any of these, we at least have the LEGO Dune Atreides royal ornithopter set with flapping, swooping wings, of course. I have yet to get my hands on one of these. Here in the real world, we of course don't have commonplace airplanes with flapping wings, though not for lack of trying. As discussed in Anderson and Bowden's Introduction to Flight, humanity's oldest dreams of flying were inherently biomimetic. We looked to flying animals, usually birds, and concocted various schemes by which artificial wings would provide both propulsion and lift. These Dune designs varied from wing attachments for human arms to more advanced but still equally flawed concepts such as Leonardo da Vinci's glider-esque ornithopter sketch with wings that flapped both downward and backwards to provide lift and propulsion. Just one of several spectacular Renaissance flying machines that da Vinci dreamed up. According to Anderson and Bowden, it wasn't until 1799, in the work of English inventor George Cayley, that serious human flight engineers separated the principles of lift and propulsion. Quote, He proposed and demonstrated that lift can be obtained from a fixed straight wing inclined to the airstream, while propulsion can be provided by some independent mechanism such as paddles or air screws. That's not to say ornithopter technology is completely beyond us. Flap-powered flight can and has been done at least for small flying machines and/or limited distance at an experimental level. A 1937 French design, the Rio 10-2T Alerion, never flew but is sometimes held up as a possible inspiration for Herbert's thopters, as is the work in the 1940s by Adalbert Schmidt, which resulted in the first successful crewed ornithopter flights. The technology has remained the domain of experimentation and RC hobbyists, and its brightest applications may be in the future of uncrewed drones. Naturally, Dune is far future science fiction, and we can either ignore the technical questions ornithopters might raise or assume that humans in the far future, humans that are capable of traveling between stars, have mastered feats of biomimetic design and engineering that elude us today. But I do want to highlight one of the weirder explanations for how Herbert's thopters might work, found in the 1984 Dune Encyclopedia. It's a book I grew up borrowing over and over again from the local library, and I was lucky enough to snag a used copy for myself several years ago. Now, the book was originally advertised as a complete and authorized companion to the Dune novels, of which there were only four at the time, with Frank Herbert's Heretics of Dune publishing later that same year. So while Herbert gave this book his, quote, delighted approval, it is actually the work of Willis E. McNelly and several contributing authors. It provides various explanations and histories that are not found in preceding novels, are not reflected in subsequent novels, and is generally not considered canon. It is, however, tremendous fun and has entries on everything from spice cookie recipes to detailed histories of various characters, creatures, and factions. The entry for ornithopters is a doozy, however, attributing the vehicle's rapid flapping not to a central mechanical innovation, but rather to a domesticated organism known as a heart scallop, an alien land mollusk that begins life, we are told, as an airborne polyp before fixing itself to a tree or cliff face where its muscular contractions pump through air to filter out microbes for food. And so, according to the Dune Encyclopedia, human engineers eventually domesticated this species and put it to work at the heart of their flying machines, providing an organic power source for artificial wings. So the next time you watch the recent Dune movies with their terrifying and majestic sequences of thopter flight over the desert planet, please imagine a pulsating mollusk at the heart of each vehicle. Again, it may not be canon, but it's delightfully weird. And perhaps not out of step with the power of terrestrial mollusks, which do boast strong muscles, they create resilient materials, and generate impressive grips. I must have read this Dune Encyclopedia entry when I was in junior high, but had forgotten about it until my friend Brian brought it to my attention again, and initially I did not believe him, till I grabbed my copy and turned to page 416. Kol Wahad, I was profoundly stirred. Tune in for additional editions of The Artifact, The Monster Fact, or Animalia Stupendium each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.